And good Friday evening. And Keith Harris is joining me this evening. Welcome Yay. Back to the gym, my friend.
Yeah, it's beginning of basketball season always conflicts with some things, so
yep.
I'll be in and out a little bit here at the beginning. But
so tonight, the Glenwood Lady Demons and the Canyon City Tigers were just underway. Canyon City won the tip-off, but then lost it out of bounds. Glenwood playing without Brianna Sorensen. Now, had some contact on. No foul called. Starting lineup for Glenwood, Ruby Patch, Taya Nykirk, Matea Ennewald, Jocelyn Spires, and Tori Taylor. Brianna Sorensen, all-conference last year. And Maddie Stewart has just come in. We're scoreless, just underway. Canyon City 2-0. We play in the 5A-4A Colorado Springs Metro League, the South League, with Palmer, Harrison, Whitefield, Mesa Ridge, and Coronado. Ball out of bounds. Canyon City has it in the sideline. Alyssa Richardson. Canyon City going around the perimeter. Glenwood playing a zone. Emily Birkdahl. Richardson. Top of the key. Flips it over to Alexi Toll. And traveling called on Zoe Keys. Starters for Canyon City. Danae Walters, Zoe Keys, Alexi Toll, Emily Birkdahl, Liz Ellie Richardson.
Yeah, it's a second turnover already for Canyon City. First possession, they went down, threw it out of bounds, and that was
a travel. Right wing, here's Jocelyn Spires. Took a little time to warm up last night, but she knocked out a couple of threes, ended up with 12 points. Drive by Maddie Stewart, cross-court pass to Nykirk, all alone for a three. You betcha. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Taya. She had a solid game last night. Nykirk had 4 points, but a lot of big rebounds and playing some great defense. It's a drive shot put up, blocked by Matea Ennewald, and we'll be calling that a lot tonight. She is missed denial. Nykirk from the baseline, jumper from 15, no good. Rebound putback attempt by Maddie Stewart was blocked. 3-0 Glenwood. Played 2 minutes here in the game with the Demon Invitational. Three-pointer, top of the key. Bullseye, Alexi Toll ties the game up. Just under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ennewald top of the key. Far corner to Nykirk. Tay in a corner. Goes to Stewart. Here's Tori Taylor. Taylor stops at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Spires on the right wing. Down to Matea Ennewald. Boy, you post up with Matea. Get her on the block, and she's unbeatable. Ennewald with a big night last night. She had 12 points. 5-3 Glenwood. Pass down the block. Richardson kicks it out right side. Three-pointer that's barely up the front of the rim. Fast break Glenwood. Nykirk out number 3-1. Goes over to Spires right wing. All alone for a three. That's short. Almost got the bounce. Battle for the ball under the basket. They call jump ball. Possession goes to Glenwood.
That was a good job by Stewart not giving up on that. She was kind of the only Glenwood player going for that rebound.
Maddie Stewart comes out. Ruby Patch back in the game. Stewart did a nice job. Again, just 8 players on the roster for Rhonda Mosier. Inbounds pass off the head of a Canyon City player and taken by Canyon City. Up the court comes Alexi Toll. 5-3 Glenwood. Under 5 minutes to go in the first. Richardson to Toll. Or Till, excuse me.
Yep.
And she stepped on the baseline. Emily Birkdahl did. Another turnover for the Tigers. Patch into Jocelyn Spires. Will have to assume the point guard duties in the absence of Brianna Richardson. Not with a wrist injury of some kind.
Sorensen.
Yeah. Sorensen, I mean. So, yeah. Cross-court pass from Patch to Tori Taylor. Drives in traffic. Tried to pass it. Ill-advised pass stolen by Canyon City. Here's a drive. And she's cut off immediately by Maddie Matea Ennewald. And Glenwood quick to get back on defense. 5-3 Glenwood, 4:14 left in the first. Till inbounding, lobs it. And a jump shot from the inside the key put up by Zoe Keys didn't go. Rebound taken by Glenwood. Joslyn Spires, right wing. Tori Taylor, double teamed in the corner. Lobs it. I think she was trying to go to Ennewald. Ends up bouncing off the rim and into the hands of a Canyon City player. Up the court comes Richardson, and she lost it out of bounds. So six turnovers already for Canyon City.
Yeah, it seems like Canyon City is just trying to go a little too fast down here.
Girls playing Canyon City. The boys will play at 8 against Peak to Peak Charter School. Spires has it. Right wing. Hands it off to Ennewald. Goes down to Nykirk. Fell to the floor and slid across her tush. And that's called traveling.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we had that clarified by the refs for us last year. They said, yeah, anytime your seat touches the ground, we're going to call traveling.
Yep. 5-3 Glenwood. Slow start offensively. Lorelei Murphy dishes off to Till. Here's top of the key to Keys. Here's Murphy, top of the key. Left wing, three-pointer Keys. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, battle for it, and it's ended up in the hands of Ruby Patch, who had a great game. 14 points last night and several big rebounds. Behind the back dribble by Spires. She's very nifty handling the ball there. Top of the key, stops, looks right, goes left to Nykirk. Nykirk looking down the post, nobody there. Spires back to Nykirk, three-pointer, left wing. You betcha. Taya Nykirk knocking him down. She's got six. It's 8-3 Glenwood. Kristen Barnes. Canyon City having trouble with this trap defense. And a turnover forced by Joslyn Spires. And then trying to bring up the court, she stepped on the sideline out of bounds. These girls have to be in good shape because not a lot of depth. Unlike last year, we've made mention of that several times.
Yeah, they had the line changes last year.
Yeah. Murphy gets the inbounds, goes to Till. Till top of the key. And a three-pointer. That's off the rim. That's attempted by Barnes. Putback attempt no good by Zoe Keys, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line. Nykirk picks up her first team foul. Other scores from here, the Demon Invitational. Girls basketball, Montrose over Faith Christian, 51-24. And first free throw, no good from Keys. Peak to Peak over Rifle in girls basketball, 52-15. Yikes. And then earlier game, just a little while ago, Faith Christian boys beat Moffitt County 73-36. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, battle for it. Bailey Winder tried to come down with it, slipped and fell. Loose ball ended up taken by Till, but she traveled. So another turnover. Pass into Joslyn Spires. Canyon City with a full court press. Patch has it. Lobs it back to Nykirk. She's got to get rid of it across the timeline. Running out of time now. Lobs it up the court to Ennewald. Down to Winder. Banks it in. Bailey Winder. Great way to beat the press.
Good job by Ennewald keeping her eyes open, catching that pass, and throwing it immediately.
Matea's court awareness is just off the charts. 10-3 Glenwood, a minute 55 left in the first. There's a pass out to Barnes on the left wing. In the key, shot put up, blocked by Spires. Loose ball taken by Spires. She denies Kristen Barnes. Spires taking it coast to coast. Now kick out to Nykirk, steps back for a three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by, off the hands of Patch. Loose ball taken by Ennewald. Ennewald trying to feed it underneath. Across the key to Winder, picked off by Kristen Barnes. 10-3 Glenwood. Minute and a half left in the first. Glenwood's defense has been relentless in the opening 7.5 minutes. Kick out pass to Barnes. Living and dying by the three and dying by that one. Spires gets the rebound. Brings it up the court. Pushes it up the floor. Pass up to Winder. Can't catch up to it. Out of bounds. Lady Demons 3-0. Ennewald and Spires coming out for a breather for the last minute eight and 8 seconds. Tori Taylor back in the game. Along with Ruby Patch. Then we're back to the 2-3 zone. Now they're playing a man now. No, it's a zone. Till, nowhere to go. Here's a steal by Nykerk, taken back by Keys. Keys puts up a jumper from 10, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Patch. Patch to Nykerk up the right side. Down low to Torrey Taylor. Lays it up, missed the shot. Rebound put back, no good. Foul, and a two-shot foul for Bailey Winder. Kenzie Winder's younger sister. Kenzie, an outstanding player for Rhonda Mosier. Bailey, a little bit taller than Kenzie.
Yeah, you know, when you were saying Winder, and I thought, I know it's been a while since I've seen a basketball game, but that's not the Winder I remember.
And Winder's first free throw winds around the rim and plops in. And she's got 3 points. Gets another free throw. Foul was called against Bailey Turner, the first. He's two with one. And Winder hits both free throws. 12-3 Glenwood, 32 seconds left. Up the court to Barnes. Top of the key to Richardson. And bowls the ball, and it's stolen by Taylor, who throws it up the court. Bad pass, and it's nearly stolen by Richardson. They're going to call a foul against Maddie Stewart. It's her first. Second team foul. 15 seconds. 12-3 Glenwood. Another three-pointer. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Bailey Turner. Gets the ball. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Gonna have to launch a prayer here. That is almost good.
Wow.
That was the closest three-point attempt for Canyon City so far. That one attempted by Emily Bergdahl, but it comes up short. 12-3 Glenwood after one. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. We go to the second quarter. Glenwood on top of Canyon City, 12-3. Glenwood coming off a 55-38 win over Moffitt County last night. Taya Nykerk inbounding. Backcourt to Joslyn Spires. Spires one-on-one with Richardson. Now they trap her. Double team. Now floats it cross-court to Nykerk. Nykerk right wing in the near corner to Matea Ennewald. Goes to Taylor. TT out to Spires. Spires in the corner to Ruby Patch. Baseline jumper from 10. Good. Ruby. Ruby Doobie. That's what I call my granddaughter. My youngest granddaughter is Ruby. 14-3. Ruby had 14 points last night. Glenwood with the lead. Richardson dribbles around the court. Stops. Bounce pass. Over to Barnes. Barnes in traffic, forces up a shot, but a foul's called. She'll get two shots.
Yeah, Ennewald was a little too hungry for that block. Instead of going straight up, that right hand came down and almost hit her in the head.
That's her first, third team foul. And you, if I'm Canyon City coach Dan Heath, I'm looking over there. Okay, they don't have a lot of depth, only three players on the bench. If you can get their starters in trouble, let's drive to the basket.
Yeah.
That would be my MO.
Yeah, they have four players on the bench. I can't tell. One of them still wearing their warm-up, so I can't tell what number that fourth player is. But
second free throw, no good. Rebound taken by Joslyn Spires. Dribbles through traffic. Behind the back dribble, looking nifty. Bounce pass underneath to Ennewald. Lays it up, missed it for the foul. Joslyn Spires is a magician with that ball. She did a no-look behind-the-back pass to Patch last night, and Ruby wasn't quite ready for it. But, boy, that would have been a great finish. Ennewald's first free throw, swish. Foul was called on Kristen Barnes, her first, second team foul. Ennewald's second free throw. Got the bounce. The shooter's roll, 16-4, Glenwood. 7-11 to go in the half. I feel like a big gulp suddenly. Bailey Turner to Richardson. Richardson, cross-court pass to Barnes. Barnes goes top of the key to Richardson. Thought about a three, changed her mind. Here's Barnes in the corner. Here's a steal by Spires. She saved it. Blocked it, saved it into Torrey Taylor. Spires up to Ruby Patch. Patch through the key, lost the ball. Matea Ennewald on a fumble drill, laying on it like she's... going to hatch an egg. Or yeah. Jumping on a grenade.
Yeah. Well, in true Innewald fashion, just big grin across her face the whole time.
She just enjoys playing the game. 16-4 Glenwood. She's a joy to watch. Pass the far corner to Bergdahl. Bergdahl's pass top of the key. Three-pointer from the top. That shot attempted by Richardson. Doesn't go. Rebound put back. Shot put up. Blocked by Innewald. Her second block. And now a loose ball and a battle for it. They call jump ball possession. Glenwood. Mattea Innewald. Just great instincts. The denial right there at the post.
Yeah, Turner's got to be, what, 5-0?
Pass up the court to Taylor. TT lost control of it. Can't quite find the handle. Bounces out of bounds. Taylor off to a great start in the first two games of the season, averaging about 20 points a game. Last night she struggled a bit. He still played great defense. She gets on track. Here's a steal. Tipped away by Nykerk. Taken by Ruby Patch. Patch left wing. Goes down low to Innewald. Gathers it. Double team. Forces up a shot. Doesn't go. Tipped the ball. And the rebound ends up in the hands of Bergdahl. Bounce pass picked off by Joslyn Spires.
That's her third steal of the game.
Spires bounce pass underneath to Innewald. Ball tipped away. Innewald kicks it out to Nykerk. Nykerk stops. One-on-one. Gets rid of it. Top of the key to Spires. Spires to Nykerk in the corner. Fakes the shot. Back to Spires. Top of the key. Lift it out to Tori Taylor. 17-footer. You betcha. TT knocks one down. And it's 18-4 Glenwood and a timeout called by Canyon City. Full timeout. We'll take a break. 5:18 left in the half. 18-4 Glenwood. This is KMTS. 5:18 left in the half. The Glenwood Lady Demons leading the Canyon City Tigers 18-4 in their second game of the Demon Invitational. It's been a fun tournament. A lot of teams here. They're using the old Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Sometimes I miss calling games that old gym.
Yeah.
It's just like a throwback to the 50s and 60s, yeah. You know. Jack and I used to sit in the crow's nest.
Crow's nest, yeah. I was going to say, I remember seeing that.
The equipment was bigger and bulkier and heavier, and you had to climb this ladder like you're in a submarine. It was a little hole to get up to the platform. And boy, yeah. Not anymore, I'll tell you.
for a different time and younger knees.
Yes,
and
exactly. But it would get, when that place got packed, they'd have a band in there. Oh, man, was it loud and hot and steamy. 18-4 Glenwood, 5:10 to go in the half. Kansas City. Oh, another turnover. That's what they call after a timeout? I don't think so. Just a bad pass. Lorelei Murphy couldn't find it out of bounds. That's Patch into Spires.
The ninth turnover for Kansas City.
Patch has got it. Dribbles out of trouble. Goes to Nykerk, right wing. Looking down low, cross court to Patch. Ball tipped away. A collision there between Patch. It is Glenwood ball. Patch and Zoe Keys just collided in midair.
Yeah, it almost looked like they bumped cheeks.
Yeah,
it was that could have been ugly.
Yes. Nykerk inbounding against the full court press goes into Spires. Spires lobs it to Tori Taylor. Back to Spires up the court. They beat the press. Spires taking it. Lost control of the dribble and a turnover committed by Spires and Glenwood. 18-4 Lady Demons. Barnes has it. That was Murphy, rather. Here's Bergdahl. Now Richardson top of the key. Bergdahl with a drive. Kick out pass. Three-pointer. Right wing. Good. There's the first three. That's Alexi Till. That's the great equalizer. They can hit a few of those. She's got two threes. It's 18-7 Glenwood. Pass over to Nykerk, right wing. Thought about a three. Baseline drive in traffic. Puts up a jump shot. It was contested. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ruby Patch. Canyon City ball out of bounds. Stewart and Winder in. Tori Taylor and Nykerk out for a breather. Alexi Till inbounds. Bringing it up is... That was Alexi Till taking it all the way. Just found an open lane, laid it up and in with the left hand. She accounts for all the points for Canyon City. Here's a pass by Spires. Tipped, saved by Patch. Patch to Stewart. Stewart to Innewald. She's fouled. Ball out of bounds. Each team with three fouls now. Foul called against Bergdahl, her first. Bergdahl will come out, replaced by Danae Walters. Patch inbounding at the baseline. Lobs it in to Winder, whose shot is blocked. No foul. Loose ball taken by Canyon City, and a steal back the other way by Spires. Spires down to Ennewald, who's smiling all the way and gets hammered and knocked to the floor. And gets up gingerly. Thought she had an open layup, but got hacked. And she'll go to the line for two. She had this excited look like, oh, I'm wide open. Taking it for the end zone. Foul called against Till, her first. Fourth team foul. Ennewald, two for two at the line. And I jinxed her.
Yep.
The announcer jinx.
Didn't get the friendly roll that time.
Nope. Ennewald, second free throw. Got it. That time, nothing but net. 19-9, Glenwood. 3:25 to go, first half. Lorelei Murphy to Till. Till holding the ball, getting the count, now dribbling. One-on-one with Stewart. It's a pass down the baseline to Walters. Walters in traffic, and she draws a foul. Now each team with four.
That's going to be called on Ennewald. Using the body a little too much.
3:08 to go. Lob pass into Walters. Walters to Richardson. Allie Richardson dribbles a couple times. Nowhere to go. Trying to direct traffic. Kicks it over to Till, right wing. Till's pass almost stolen. Here's a drive and a layup. Good. A shot by Lorelei Murphy. 19-11, Glenwood. Spires top of the key. Double team. Goes into Ennewald. Ennewald jumper from 10. Off balance, doesn't go. Rebound taken by Canyon City. Up the court comes Murphy. Murphy taking it all the way. Spires cuts her off. Missed the shot. No foul. Murphy gets the rebound. Kick out to Richardson for three. Off the rim, no good. Canyon City controls the rebound to Murphy. Richardson again for three. That's an off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Spires this time. Fast break, Glenwood. Spires looking up the floor. Bounce pass underneath to Ennewald. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Came up short. Battle on the floor for the ball. Bailey Winder and Richardson. And jump ball goes to Canyon City. 19-11 Glenwood. 2:08 to go in the half. Torrey Taylor and Nykirk in. Matea Ennewald and Stewart out.
Is it Canyon City or Canyon?
Canyon.
Canyon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of the Royal Gorge and the canyon there. Lob pass to Walters. She'll put up a three with the left hand. Bang! I'm sorry, that's
that was Murphy.
Murphy with the three. And suddenly it's 19-14, Glenwood. Can't see the numbers until their ponytails get out of the way. Spires for three to answer from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Nykirk in the corner. She's in trouble. Needs some help. Dribbles out of trouble. Lobs it to Ruby Patch. Patch to Taylor. Taylor back to Nykirk. Nykirk jumper from 15. Good. To Nykirk. Good.
She's
for
got
eight points.
Yeah, she's got a quick release.
21-14. Glenwood. Three-pointer by Murphy. Again, knocks it down. Thought she drew the foul, but no. Did the flop. Knocked down a three. 21-17. Glenwood. Here's Tori Taylor. Taylor almost traveled. Gets bodied. Gets the ball, loose ball. Hands it off to Spires. Puts up a three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Put back. Winder missed the shot. Ruby Patch gets the rebound and falls to the floor hard. She's fouled. That'll be a ball out of bounds. Foul called against Till, her second. 49 seconds left. Pass into Bailey Winder. From the baseline, good. Soft touch from 5 feet. Good recognition by Patch. 23-17 Glenwood. 40 seconds left in the half. Walters, one-on-one with Spires. Drive, shoots, misses. Rebound taken by Patch. Patch, strong rebound. And she's fouled. That's 16 fouls. That one's called against Walters, her first. Patch inbounding against the press. Goes top of the key to Tori Taylor. Back to Spires. Spires at the sideline. Stops her dribble. Kicks it out. Bad pass. Picked off. Loose ball ends up. And it's going to go. Oh, it's saved. Nice save by Richardson. Here's a drive by Kristen Barnes. Missed the shot. She's fouled. Well, it's good hustle by Canyon City. Especially Richardson, who was on the floor on her belly, just tapped the ball to save it. And Coach Rhonda Mosier wants a 30-second timeout. 13 seconds remaining in the half. 23-17 Glenwood. They led by.
Yeah, that press for Canyon City has been, you know, making Glenwood work a little bit to get across half court.
Yep. Again, Faith Christian boys beat Moffitt County 73-36. Glenwood boys will play the late game against Peak to Peak, the Pumas from Lafayette. Wind Demons by six. It's going to be two shots for Canyon City. The foul was called against Patch, her first. This free throw is good for. Oh, somebody move her ponytail.
I think it's Barnes.
Barnes, okay.
Yeah.
Barnes' second free throw is good. And it's a 4-point lead for Glenwood. Again, the press, and they throw the ball away. Winder to Nykirk. Threw it out of bounds. 11 seconds left. Good bounce pass stolen by Tori Taylor. 10 seconds. No need to rush. Taylor brings it up. Now hands it off to. Oh, bad handoff. A steal by Kristen Barnes, who lays it up and in. Oh, just sloppy ball handling by Glenwood. And now it's a 2-point lead as we go to the half. Canyon City storming back. And really silly errors committed by Glenwood. It's halftime. Glenwood 23, Canyon City 21. This is KMTS. Halftime at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium this Friday evening. The Glenwood Lady Demons leading Canyon City 23-21. Glenwood got off to a fast start. Stifled Canyon City in the first quarter, held them to 3 points. They scored 12 of their own. Taya Nykirk doing the bulk of the scoring with a couple of threes. It looked like they were going to just run away with it, but Canyon City decided to apply the pressure, went to the full court press in the second quarter, and outscored Glenwood 18-11, forcing a lot of really bad turnovers. Alexi Till with the only bucket in the third quarter, the first quarter, a three-pointer. Second quarter, Kristen Barnes able to get to the line, hit 3 of 4 from the line, hit a two-pointer. Lorelei Murphy with a couple of threes. She has 8 points to lead Canyon City, or tied for the lead. Alexi Till has 8 points, hit another three in the second quarter. Glenwood, meanwhile, starting to get in a little bit of foul trouble. Enowald picked up her second. Had to sit for the last couple minutes of the second quarter. She has 5 points. She's on the floor. She's a real difference maker. A couple of blocks. Some big rebounds. Taya Nykirk doing the bulk of the scoring, as I mentioned. A couple of threes in that first. Hit a two-pointer in the second. She has 8 points to lead Glenwood. Got to get Jocelyn Spires involved in the offense. Bailey Winder off the bench with 6 points. Tori Taylor with just two. So if Taylor and Spires can get going, they'll be in good shape. But
Glenwood's leading the rebound battle. They've got 13 rebounds to Canyon City's. They only have eight. Also leading in the steals category, led by Spires. He's got 4 steals already. 5 of 6 from the free throw line versus 3 for 6 from the free throw line for Canyon City. Canyon City got out on a lead on the team turnovers, but there at the end, Glenwood actually passed them up. They've got 11 turnovers versus 9 for Canyon City. Like you said, the last couple of minutes of the second quarter there, they're just throwing the ball away too much. So
yeah, the last three turnovers were just like head scratchers. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing with the ball?
you know, they'd see the trap coming, and it's almost like they were panicking and throwing passes in the general direction and just not making connections there.
Canyon City, as I mentioned, playing in the 5A, 4A Colorado Springs Metro South League with Palmer, Harrison, Whitefield, Mesa Ridge, and Coronado. They defeated the Classical Academy 51-28 and Faith Christian last night 49-15. They'll play Moffitt County tomorrow morning at 10. Glenwood, meanwhile, they've got wins over Rifle, 65-24. Chatfield, 53-46. That was a dramatic come-from-behind victory for Glenwood. They played Chatfield last Saturday. They were down double digits. The first half came back, and Rhonda Mosier said it was just an amazing comeback. They really put it together and won it 53-46. Chatfield, a big school from out of Littleton. So that was a big confidence booster. And then they beat Moffat County last night, 55-38. Ruby Patch with 14 last night. Joslyn Spires, 14. Joslyn was 0 for 7, her first three-pointers.
Oh, wow.
But finally hit a couple open threes in the fourth quarter. She finally started driving to the basket and getting contact, getting fouls. And she finishes with 14. 12 for Matea Enewald, Tori Taylor, and Brianna Sorensen, 4 apiece. And Sorensen, if you didn't hear, is out for couple of weeks, I would imagine, through the holidays. No sense in, you know, rushing her back. She suffered a wrist injury. I guess she's going to have an x-ray next week sometime to make sure there's no broken bones. But that's a tough loss because she is, you know, an all-conference player last year, first-team all-conference.
Yeah, she was very quick, had incredible speed on those fast breaks and those drives.
And when she's playing the point, that frees Joslyn up to move around and get open for threes. So we'll see what Coach Rhonda Mosier has to say to the girls at halftime. Go out and protect the ball. You know how to break the press. We've gone over this dozens of times. Well, can you see your breath yet?
It's a little chilly in here.
I tell you, you know.
Well, I've been leaning forward to get away from this brick wall behind me because it's just so cold.
Right. I want to thank Boss Man Gabe for springing for some nice stadium seats.
Yeah. Can't complain about these.
Nice and cushy. Got a strong back, so you know, we're looking at 40-some-odd games. Sitting in these rock-hard bleachers, it does a number on your spine. I'm telling you.
Not that we're getting old or anything, Ron. I just
No.
Couldn't have anything to do with that.
Ruby Patch will inbound for Glenwood to start the second half. Lady Demons trail winning, leading 23-21. And here we go. Is backcourt to Nykirk, back to Patch in the corner, dribbles out of trouble. Now dribbles in the corner, gets a pick from Tori Taylor. Nykirk for three, off the rim, and gets the bounce. Taya is living right. Three threes, 26-21. Got the friendly roll from downtown. Pass down to Bergdahl, trying to post up, and foul going to be called against Tori Taylor.
I think they're calling it against Joslyn Spires.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, she came down and helped on defense and just got her on the reach in.
26-21, Glenwood. Pass almost stolen, and Nykirk does get the steal. Fronting her player goes to Spires up the left side. Joslyn left wing, fakes left. Pivots, goes to Nykirk. Nykirk dribbles once, goes to Spires right wing. They double down on her. Bounce pass to Taylor in the corner. TT dribbles a couple times, goes to Spires. Over to Nykirk, left wing. Gets bumped and a foul. Foul called against Alexi Till. That will be three. And her chin hit the floor. She was like, what? I'm all, what? Pass down to Edewald. Kicks it out to Spires for three. Yes, ma'am. Joslyn Spires. There's the three ball. The rainbow three. An 8-point lead for Glenwood. Here's a pass stolen by Spires. Looks over her shoulder. She's going to lay it up. Off the glass and in. She doesn't miss those. And a quick timeout called by Coach Dan Heath and the Canyon City Tigers. Back to a 10-point lead. 6:40 to go in the third. It's a 30-second timeout.
Well, we talked about how they needed to get Spires involved on the offense. That's a quick turnaround on her. 5 points in the...
She's got such great anticipation.
Yeah.
And knows where the ball's going to be.
Yeah, that's her fifth steal of the game.
Keeps playing like that. She's well on her way to another first-team all-conference honor. Senior. Been watching her play since her freshman year.
Yeah. Yeah, Spires, Sorensen, Patch,
yep.
Innewald, and Taylor. Boy, it's gonna hurt them next year. That's a pretty good starting lineup right there.
Yep. 31-21 Glenwood. Canyon City ball out of bounds. Each team with one foul. 6:40 to go in the third. And Till will bring it up for Canyon City. Black uniforms, gold numerals. Till, top of the key, closely watched by Nykirk. Hands it off to Richardson. Richardson down to Bergdahl. Backs up, baseline. They kick it down, turnaround, fadeaway jumper by Keys. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Canyon City. Walters has it, top of the key. Her pass tipped by Nykirk into the hands of Keys. And a steal by Ruby Patch. Patch picks it up, hands it off to TT. Taylor goes over to Spires in the far corner, the right wing. Now kicks it. Bad pass. Lobbed that one and stolen. It's intended for Nykirk. Stolen by Richardson. Three-pointer left wing by Till. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Canyon City. Another three-pointer. Richardson from the left wing. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Spires. It's got a 2-1 advantage for Glenwood. Spires bounce pass to Ruby Patch. Picks it up, shoots, missed the shot. Canyon City got down there quickly on defense. Till has it, right wing. Goes to Richardson. Richardson calling out a play. Bounce pass to Bergdahl. Bergdahl lobs it to Till, to Richardson. Pass to Bergdahl. Pass on the floor, picked up by Keys. Now backs up, lobs it right wing to Till, to Richardson. Keys has it. Goes to Till. Little floater in the key, doesn't go. Rebound taken by Matea Enewald. The big aggressive rebound by Matea. 31-21 Glenwood. Nykirk to Spires. Spires down to Tori Taylor. Takes it to the basket. Foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Tori Taylor to the line for two. Foul called.
I think it's going to be against Bergdahl.
Yep. Her second team foul. Tori Taylor's first free throw. Rattles that one in. She's got 3 points. Well, she was unstoppable against Rifle. 22 points that night. A couple of subs coming in for Canyon City. 32-21 Glenwood. Tori Taylor's second free throw. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Innewald. Jump ball call. Possession goes to the Tigers.
Yeah, it was a battle between Innewald and Keys. They both had, they both wrapped around, two hands around it.
32-21 Glenwood. 4:30 left in the third quarter. Crossover dribble by Till in traffic. Lobs it out to Murphy for three. Bang! Lorelei Murphy from downtown, and she falls to the floor. Murphy's got three threes, 32-24. Spires has it on the floor. Call for traveling.
But technically, is that, that's another steal for her then.
32-24.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No steal.
Yeah. 8-point lead for Glenwood. 4 minutes left in the third. Till trying to drive. They cut her off. Top of the key. Three-pointer. Off the back of the rim, no good. Murphy attempted that three. Canyon City controls the rebound. Richardson to Till for three. Well, they live and die by that shot. Shot, rebound between the legs of Matea Ennewald. Couldn't control the ball. Went out of bounds. Last touched by Keys for Canyon City.
Yeah, Keys was trying to save it, but she was already out of bounds when she swatted at it.
Nykerk to Patch against the press. Back to Nykerk. Lobs it up to Key to Patch. Patch gets it across the timeline. Patch bounce pass underneath the Tori Taylor. Couldn't find the pass. Spires has it. Lobs it down to Ennewald. In traffic. Puts up a shot. Draws the foul on the floor before she could get the shot off. That's the third team foul against Canyon City. 32-24 Glenwood. And a foul called against Zoe Keys. Her first. Patch inbounding baseline. Goes into Tori Taylor. Taylor's bad pass. Telegraph that one. A steal by Lexi Till. Lays it up. Missed the shot. And a foul going to be called against Taya Nykerk. Her second. Second team foul. And it's two shots for Lexi Till, sophomore. ...32-24 Glenwood. 3:18 left in the third. Till's first free throw is good. She has 9 points. Tori Taylor comes out. Bailey Winder in for her. Till's second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, battle for it. And Nykerk comes up with a loose ball. Ball stripped, gets it back. Now kicks it over to Jocelyn Spires. Spires double teamed. Needs help. Bounce back. Nice lead pass. And before she got that pass off, Coach Rhonda Mosier saw she was in trouble and called the timeout. And she wants a full timeout. We'll take a break. 3:05 to go in the third. 32-25. Glenwood with the lead. This is KMTS. Glenwood, Lady Demons lead Canyon City 32-25 with 3 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Glenwood got out to a fast start. Got to a 10-point lead here in the third. And then, again, the turnover bug bit. And Canyon City went back to that trap defense. Rhonda Mosier forced to call a full timeout. See what they come up with here. Leading by 7. Ruby Patch inbounding. Goes into Nykerk in the backcourt. Nykerk in trouble. Goes half court to Ennewald. Now kicks it over to Winder. Winder down to Ennewald. Pass tipped away and a steal by Canyon City. Till has it. Here's Murphy for three. She's money. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Ennewald. And Ennewald's going to be called for a foul. Trying to get the rebound and then couldn't get it. Tried to get a block. And commits her third foul. And that's troublesome. Yeah, they're so thin as far as numbers. Jordan DeCrow, the first free throw is no good. Assistant athletic director and the assistant coach, Rhonda Mosher, says, I have to get out there and play. And Jordan was a terrific player, played college ball. Murphy's second free throw is good. It's 1 of 2. It's 32-26. Yeah, she has to get out there, and they don't have enough to run a scrimmage. Pass up the court to Patch. Throws it away from Spires. Oh, my. Another turnover.
Yeah, they're up to 16 turnovers. Just too many errant passes here.
Barnes will inbound for Canyon City. Goes into Turner. Turner back to Barnes, right wing. Pass over to Murphy. To Richardson. Here's a steal by Ruby Patch. Patch to Winder. Winder to Spires. 32-26 Glenwood. Spires in traffic. Bounce pass underneath the Ennewald. They're calling an offensive foul against Jocelyn Spires.
Yeah, she was just going in for a drive, split the defenders.
Yeah.
I don't see that as an offensive foul.
That's her second, fourth team foul. Coming up on the 2-minute mark here in the third. Lady Demons by 6. Bailey Turner to Richardson. Hands it off to Murphy. She's the three-point threat. Back to Richardson, top of the key. Lob pass down to Barnes. Barnes to Turner, right wing. Back to Barnes at the free throw line. Trying to go down to Murphy. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Joslyn Spires. Spires weaves her way up left side. Lobs it over right wing to Taya Nykerk. Nykerk to Ruby Patch. Patch back to Nykerk, right wing. Down low to Enawal. Ball tipped. And a steal by Emily Bergdahl. Trying to get Enawald posting up on the block, but Canyon City cutting that off in the key. Richardson's got the ball, drives along the baseline, bounce pass through the key to Bergdahl, but Richardson bounced it on the baseline out of bounds. Toy Taylor coming back in, replacing Bailey Winder. Been stuck at 32-26 for a while. Glenwood with the lead, a minute 18 to go in the third. Canyon City continues with a press, inbounds pass to Spires, back to Patch, back to Spires. Brings it up left side. Crossover dribble. Taking it all the way. Scoop shot. Drew the foul. Jocelyn Spires doing her thing. We'll find a way to get to the line. Fouls against Bergdahl, her third. Each team with four now. Spires with 5 points. Make it six as she gets nothing but nets on the first free throw. Richardson out and Zoe Keys in for Canyon City. Spires' second free throw. Perfect. 34-26 Glenwood. A minute four to go. Barnes has it. One-on-one with Spires. Forced a turnover. Good job by Spires. Just jabbing a little jab step, a little head movement. And caused Barnes to turn the ball over. Bouncing off her toe. Spires inbounds to Nykerk, back to Joslyn. Joslyn up the court to Tori Taylor. Taylor, odd pass to Spires, kicks it over to Patch. Patch right wing. Patch lobs it back to Spires. Spires down low to Taylor. Taylor taking to the hoop. No, lobs it to Nykerk, top of the key. Nykerk holding the ball over her head, lobs it to Patch. Patch dribbles up, the high post, right side. Now goes to Nykerk near the circle. Down to Taylor at the free throw line. Taylor, there's Enawald open, trying to stay open. Trying to post up. Here's Tori Taylor. Taylor goes down tonight to Enawald. Enawald drives, draws the foul on the floor. And that's four fouls against Bergdahl. Five team fouls. 25 seconds left. Pass into Tori Taylor. They just left her alone. Canyon City fell asleep on defense. TT open for the easy bucket. And it's back to a 10-point lead for Glenwood. 15 seconds left. There's a pass. Ends up in the hands of Bergdahl. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Shot forced up, no good. Taylor with the rebound, and that will do it for the third quarter. Nice little comeback for Glenwood. Canyon City trimmed the lead to 6. Glenwood makes it 10 again. 36-26 Glenwood as we go to the fourth after this on KMTS. We go to the fourth quarter here at Chavez Venture Gymnasium. Glenwood looking to go to 4-0. They got to hold off a determined Canyon City team. They lead by 10, 36-26. Glenwood outscored Canyon City 13-5 in that third quarter. A three from Nykerk and a three from Joslyn Spires. Tori Taylor gets the inbounds pass. Goes to Nykerk. Nykerk cross court to Patch. Patch overhead pass, bad pass, in traffic, picked off by Zoe Keys for Canyon City. Another turnover, 17 now for Glenwood. Pass down low, shot blocked by Enawald, gets the loose ball. Three blocks for Enawald. Her pass to Patch, and Patch got tied up. Couldn't get rid of, shake the defender, and a jump ball call. Possession goes to Canyon City. Fourth quarter just underway. Inbounds pass to Zoe Keys, lays it up, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Enawald, and a jump ball call this time. As Enawald helped up off the floor. And the ball goes to Glenwood this time. Canyon City continues with the press. Ball tipped on the inbounds pass. Intended for Spires. Picked off by Canyon City. Lorelei Murphy for three in the corner. Look out. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Patch. By Terry Taylor, excuse me. TT's got it. Now lobs it up to Joslyn Spires up the right side. Joslyn lobs it to Nykerk. Back over to Spires, right wing. Far corner to Ruby Patch. Patch to Spires, right wing. Patch double, or Spires double team, lobs it to Patch. Patch to Torrey Taylor. Taylor out to Johnson Spires. All alone for three from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Barely got the rim. Rebound controlled. They're going to say a foul against Nykerk. Getting the rebound. Really?
Yeah. How is that a foul? She got her arms tied up, but she was going for the ball.
I thought at least, at the very least, a jump ball.
Yeah.
But that's her third, each team with five. 6:50 left in the game, 36-26 Glenwood. Lorelei Murphy, she hits a couple of threes. Tigers are back in this. Keys has it top of the key. Murphy, right wing. One-on-one with Spires. Bounce pass. Turner. Turner takes it to the hoop and banks it in. Bailey Turner, her first basket. Cuts Glenwood's lead to eight. Bad pass and a steal by Canyon City. Can you believe this? And Ruby Patch got hit in the mouth by an errant pass. The deflection went to Spires, who's taking it coast-to-coast up to Etowaldo, lays it up and in. And referee asking to make sure that Ruby's... She just got popped in the chops there with that pass. It's like point blank.
Yeah, it was like Turner was trying to pass the ball and just threw it right into Patch's mouth.
Etowald with 7 points. Back to a 10-point lead for Glenwood in this low-scoring game. Both teams committing a lot of turnovers. Alexi Tilt, one-on-one with Nykerk. Right wing, lob pass down to Keys. Keys, one-on-one with Taylor. And a steal by Jocelyn Spires. Took it away from her. Spires, with eyes in the back of her head, lays it up, tried to lay it up, knocked to the floor, and ball out of bounds. Last touch by Canyon City. Spires is fearless.
Yeah, that's her sixth steal.
Patch inbounding baseline. Lobs it into Taylor. Torrey dribbles once, shoots, and scores! Torrey Taylor with a big bucket. It's a 12-point lead. 5:40 to go in the game. Drive by Alexi Tilt. Lays it up and in over Nykerk. Tilt with the basket. Up to a 10-point lead for Glenwood. Torrey Taylor to Jocelyn Spires. Spires to Nykerk, right wing. Lobs it down to Ennewald. Ennewald in traffic. Kicks it out to Taylor. Taylor dribbles once. And 3-second violation called against Ennewald. 40-30 Glenwood. Alexi Till bring it up for Canyon City. Coming up on the 5-minute mark here in the game. 10-point lead for Glenwood. Till crossover dribble. Top of the key. Met there by Nykerk. It's a pass down to Till to Keys. Loose ball. And Keys staying in the key for a long time. She didn't get called for a lane violation. Ball out of bounds. Or rather, a jump ball.
It's a jump ball, yeah. Ennewald got her hands on it.
Next arrow will go to Glenwood. Lob pass into Kristen Barnes. Barnes one-on-one with Spires. Pass down to Kristen Barnes. One-on-one with Spires. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound. Good, strong rebound by Ruby Patch. Patch kicks it over to Jocelyn Spires. Spires down the court to Ennewald. And the city gets back on defense. Top of the key to Patch. Patch to Nykerk for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound chased down by Taylor. Lays it up in the left hand. Missed the shot. Rebound put back. Ennewald missed it, but she's fouled. Ennewald to the line. 40-30, Glenwood. The foul called against Kristen Barnes, her second.
Yeah, Ennewald's 3-for-4 from the line.
Take his first free throw. Swish. Cool as a cucumber. Got 8 points. Ennewald's second free throw. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped by Nykerk, taken by Richardson for Canyon City. Lorelei Murphy, right wing, top of the key to Richardson. Goes to Till, left wing. Feeds it down low to Murphy. Here's Barnes. Barnes to Emily Birkdahl. Ball batted out of bounds by Ennewald. 11-point lead for Glenwood. Inbounds pass to Lorelei Murphy. Down to Bergdahl, one-on-one with Ennewald, and she banks it in. Good drop step by Bergdahl. Her first basket. Glenwood against the press. They beat it. 41-32 Glenwood. And timeout called by Coach Ronda Mosier and the Lady Demons.
So it's going to be a full timeout.
Full timeout. 3:51 to go in the ballgame. 41-32 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Glenwood hanging on to a 41-32 lead over Canyon City. Coach Ronda Mosier called the full timeout to reset the offense, run a different scheme and not hurry so much, protect the ball. Make smarter passes. Get off better shots. 41-32 Glenwood, 3:51 remaining in the ballgame. Ruby Patch will inbound in front of the student section. Goes in to Tori Taylor, to Nykirk, near the circle. Out to Jocelyn Spires, who gets doubled quickly to Nykirk. Nykirk to Patch. Patch down to Ennewald. Ennewald kicks it out to Spires. All alone for three. Right wing. Get in there, ball. You betcha! There's gold at the end of that rainbow. That's a pretty shot. Here's a layup missed, and a foul is going to be called, I think, against Nykirk. Yep. That's going to be her fourth. 44-32, Glenwood. Each team with six fouls. And it sends Alexi Till to the free throw line. First free throw. Got the roll. Till with 12 points for Canyon City. Second free throw is good. Cuts the Glenwood lead to 10. And a timeout called by Coach Dan Heath and Canyon City. A 30-second timeout. 3:24 left in the ballgame. Glenwood hanging on to a 10-point lead.
Makes Till the leading scorer for Canyon City right now with 13 points. She's just one above Murphy. She's got all those threes. She's sitting on 12.
Again, the boys' game coming up after this. We will play peak-to-peak Pumas. Trying not to pop my peas. Pumas, peak-to-peak a charter school from Lafayette. Nykirk will inbound the baseline. Against the press. And now we got. Got a foul.
Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Ennewald as one of the Canyon City players was trying to get around. They said that she moved, kind of stuck a leg out into her.
That's Ennewald's fourth. Going to have to play through it. Lob pass. Tipped by Patch, taken by Murphy. Murphy has nowhere to go. Here's Till, one-on-one with Spires. Pass down to Murphy, one-on-one with Patch. Back it up, puts up a shot with the left hand. Missed it, rebound taken by Tori Taylor.
It's good defense by Patch.
Yes. Taylor to Nyker, cross-court pass to Patch. Patch gets it across the timeline. In the circle. Boy, dribble a little bit high. Nykirk's got it, dribbles once with the left hand. Pass is tipped, taken by Patch. Patch to Spires, right wing, 2:50 left. Glenwood by 10. Spires bounce pass in the corner. Nykirk bobbles it. One-on-one with Murphy, drives, baseline through the key. Bad pass, picked off, anticipated by Till. Glenwood by 10, coming up on the 2.5-minute mark. Till with a drive, kick out pass, three-pointer, left wing, look out, it's short air ball. But it's saved, and a shot put up by Bergdahl didn't go. Now we got a foul on the rebound attempt.
Yeah, Spires got the rebound and then was hammered.
Got clobbered there by Lorelei Murphy. And now it's bonus time. 1-1 for Jocelyn Spires. Murphy picks up her first. Each team with 7. Joslyn Spires. One for one at the line. First free throw. Got the roll. And she earns another one.
That makes her three for three at the line. Yeah, she hit her first two.
Yep. Her second free throw is perfect. Four for four. 46-34, Glenwood. 2:20 left in the game. Bergdahl, the near corner, goes to Till. Till down to, here's Bergdahl for three, launches a prayer. That's an air ball. Saved, though, by Zoe Keys. And then she threw it out of bounds. Against the press, Nykerk gets it in to Tori Taylor. Taylor back to Nykerk. Nykerk leading with a good pass to Taylor. Taylor top of the key. Stops. Dishes over to Joslyn Spires. A minute 50 to go. 12-point lead for Glenwood. Spires one-on-one with Till. Lobs it to Ruby Patch. Patch takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound. Ennewald put back. You betcha! Latea Ennewald high off the window. And that plopped in. And it's a 14-point lead for Glenwood. Minute and a half to go. That may have put the game on ice. Bergdahl, top of the key. Here's Barnes. Back to Bergdahl. Flips over to Richardson. Pass down to Kristen Barnes. Puts her shot. No good. Rebound taken by Nykerk. With good defense there. Prevented that bad shot. Caused that bad shot. Spires falling to the floor. Able to get it off to Tori Taylor. Now they're calling over and back.
Oh, no way.
What?
No way. Her foot was not.
She tripped, yeah. She was clearly over the line.
I think her trail foot was still over the line, but it was in the air. It was no longer on the ground. I mean,
we'll take a timeout, full timeout. Minute six to go. 48-34 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Minute six to go in the ballgame. Glenwood with a 14-point lead. Fairly comfortable. Joslyn Spires got called for it. Over and back. She tripped as she got the ball. And before she hit the floor, she's able to tap it to Tori Taylor on the Glenwood side. And then the ref came over and said, no, over and back. Your trail foot was kind of, yeah.
Well, Taylor was passing it back to Spires as she got back up.
Yeah.
And her foot wasn't on the ground anymore. So, bad call.
1 minute to go. Till driving against Spires. Here's a three-pointer left wing. That's off the rim, no good. A shot attempted by Keys. Ruby Patch gets the rebound. She's got some big boards. Pass up the court to Ennewald. Ennewald to right wing. Goes to Tori Taylor, but she gets bumped. No foul. Still getting bodied. Here's Spires with the ball. And Spires is fouled. She'll go to the line for 1-1.
That's the fourth against Till.
Joslyn Spires, 4 for 4 from the line. First free throw, bullseye. Spires, nailed it. 6 for 6 from the line. 16-point lead for Glenwood, 39 seconds left. Drive by Richardson. Hands it off to Bergdahl. Bergdahl driving against Taylor. Pass to Kristen Barnes, and Canyon City's got a case of the yips suddenly. Turning the ball over. 22 seconds left. Canyon City continues with the press. Even though this game is out of reach. Nykerk lobs it into Spires. Spires races up the floor. Lob pass cross court to Ennewald to Taylor. 16 seconds. Taylor, double team, loose ball, battle for it. Spires leaving some skin from her knee on the floor. Getting mugged there. Jump ball called. Possession stays with Glenwood. 9 seconds to go. Ruby Patch inbounding. Lobs it into Nykerk. 7 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are you serious? That's it. Glenwood now 4-0. It wasn't easy, but they got the job done. 50-34, the final. Back of the totals after this on KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. The Glenwood Lady Demons go to 4-0 with their 50-34 win over the Canyon City Tigers. Glenwood had a 12-3 advantage after the first quarter. Canyon City played stifling defense, forced a lot of turnovers. That was one of the sidebar stories tonight. Glenwood committing a lot of turnovers. They were outscored 18-11 in that second quarter. Went into the locker room at halftime with going from a 10-point lead to a 2-point lead. Then they came out hot in the third quarter. Jocelyn Spires, scoreless in the first half, did all her damage in the second half. She ends up with 14 points. Glenwood outscored Canyon City 13-5 in that third, 14-8 in the fourth quarter. Again, Spires with 14, 11 from Taya Nykirk. She did really got Glenwood off to that big lead early on with a couple of threes. She ends up with 11 total. Ruby Patch with 2 points, some big rebounds. Bailey Winder with 6. Tori Taylor with 7 points. And Matea Ennewald, another great night. 10 points, 4 block shots, some big rebounds. And despite getting into foul trouble, she had 4 fouls. Able to stay out of trouble and play the rest of the game. And Glenwood gets the 16-point win. For Canyon City, Lorelei Murphy with 11 points. 9 of those coming from three-point land. 13 points by Alexi Till. A couple of threes of her own. Emily Burkdahl with a bucket. And Bailey Turner with a basket. 50-34, Glenwood gets the win. Now 4-0. They'll take on Peak to Peak Girls tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And Canyon City goes to 2-1.
Yeah, Glenwood led in most categories, 28 rebounds versus 14 for Canyon City, 12 steals versus 10 steals, and 13 of 15 from the free throw line. That's a great
incredible
free throw percentage.
Yep.
The only thing, I mean, they led in this category, but probably didn't want to. They had 21 turnovers versus 17 for Canyon City, but a lot of them self-inflicted. Just a lot of passes thrown away during that full court press time, and I think 3 right in a row there at the end of the first half, and so lots of things for Coach Mosier to talk about and say, hey, we need to clean this up, and we can't be giving the ball away this much. But yeah, it was good to see Spires come alive there in the second half.
She finishes with 14 points. Glenwood gets the win, 50-34, with Peak to Peak coming here tomorrow afternoon. And we'll have that game here on KMTS. Take another timeout. Get ready for the boys' game. We're a few minutes away from tip-off. You're listening to KMTS.